Welcome, everyone, to the Veterans News Hour with David Corey and Richard Hurley, a national news and talk program dedicated to military veterans issues. And now, your hosts, David Corey and Richard Hurley.
Good evening. Welcome to the Veterans News Hour for July the 9th, 2018. This is David Corey, along with my co-host Richard Hurley. Thanks for joining us this evening. Tonight on our show, we will be looking back on highlights from the past year and a half of this show to reflect on the wide range of veterans groups and individuals who are involved in veterans issues. We will also then look ahead to two major projects that we are planning and working on. First, let's go over to Richard Hurley. Hello, Richard.
Hey there, David, and good evening, everybody. I hope everyone is doing well this evening. I would like to remind our listeners that we are also a call-in show, so you can let us know what is on your mind as far as veteran issues. Our toll-free call-in number covering the entire United States is 1-888-627-6008. Again, the toll-free call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. And like I said, this is a call-in show. We want to hear from our veterans. We want to hear from family members of veterans. And tell us about some issues you may have with the VA, whether it's positive or negative. We want to hear about you. We want you to share your situation. Again, our number, the toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008. I'd also like to give out my cell phone number at 727-612-1515. If you have a question, you want to text me, you can call me at 727-612-1515. Or you can go to my email address at rickhurley5@msn.com. That's rickhurley5@msn.com. If you have a question that you want to email me, if you can't get through on the toll-free number. So there are three ways to reach out for me tonight, and we really hope to take advantage of reaching out to David and I, because we would like to answer any questions that that are on your mind that can maybe help you with something going on with you in the VA, or maybe just a general question. But at this point, let's go back to David. David, take us back to I guess this is our 75th show. Unbelievable.
Yeah, this is our 75th show. We started just short of a year and a half ago here on BBS Radio, and I thought it would be great to go back and reflect on some of the highlights to remind our listeners of the many people who work so hard to help veterans every single day, often with little fanfare or acclaim. And the great thing about BBS Radio is you can go back and listen to all of our prior shows. They're all archived podcasts, and they're very easy to find on our website, bbsradio.com/the Veterans News Hour. So you can go back and listen at a time convenient to you, reruns of our past shows. And we thought it would be helpful to kind of highlight some of our special guests we've had over the last year and a half. And Richard, obviously I want to hear your thoughts and insights on what we've learned and what we can learn from these guests. And then in the second segment of the show tonight, we're going to talk about two major projects that are in the works, those being Richard Hurley's plans for a Florida version of Camp Hope. Camp Hope is in Houston, Texas, and we're going to talk about a couple guests we had over the last year who spoke about Camp Hope. And then I will talk about some plans for a series of films and a speakers bureau of people who are expert or very knowledgeable about the cost of war and ways to prevent war. It's a new project that we're starting. So what I'd like to first do is go back and just highlight some of the special guests we've had over the last year and a half. And Rick, if you could add your thoughts and insights about some of the lessons that we could apply from these guests. As you recall, just a few weeks ago, we had Sean Knowles, who is the Director of Veteran Services at Volunteers of America of Florida. And that's a really impressive organization, but it's one that, even within the veteran community in the state of Florida, I don't think it receives enough attention. And Sean was on our show on June the 18th of this year, and he was talking about the many programs that they have to help veterans, to get homeless veterans off the streets in Florida, and into one of any number of residential facilities that they have throughout the state of Florida, from the Panhandle all the way down to Miami. And there's a couple in the Tampa Bay area where I'm located, and there's some northern central Florida closer to you, Rick. And I urge our listeners, particularly those that are in Florida, veterans, no matter where you are in Florida, you'll be relatively close to some program that's provided by the Volunteers of America of Florida. And Sean Knowles, the Director of Veteran Services, is a great point of contact to find out exactly, you know, all the services and the specific locations, and as well as their websites. And I thought this might be also a good resource for Rick, when you've talked about the Florida version of Camp Hope. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, what impressed me about Sean was his, you know, wide range of services that his organization offers to veterans. Whereas, you know, we've had different guests on that kind of hit on certain specific items that can offer assistance to our veterans. But it seems like Sean's organization kind of just, you know, whatever a veteran needs, the organization is there for them. And David, you found him, and I myself had not heard of Sean's organization and all the good work that they are doing. And I know when, you know, I'm at the preliminary stages in my, we're going to call it Camp Hope, even though I'm going to identify it with a different name down the road. I'm sure I'll be reaching out to Sean and his organization to get some input from them and see how they can assist my efforts in going forward. If there are veterans out there that show aired on June 18th of 2018. So, you know, you can go to, you know, bbsradio.com/ the Veterans News Hour and archive that show on June 18th. And, hear again what Sean, everything that Sean has to offer. And I'd also, it's kind of an important night since we're going over so many shows. I want to again give out our toll-free number at 1-888-627-6008. Again, the toll-free call-in number is 1-888-627-6008, or you can text me at 727-612-1515. Back to you, David.
Well, that was a great show. Some of our other guests in the last couple months have included Jerry Kerr, the president of a group called SEGS for Vets, that they donate Segways, those two-wheeled travel machines, basically, for veterans that have difficulty walking, which I thought was a unique, pretty specialized mission for a veterans group. We also had Adele Travieso, co-founder of a group called Green Veterans, which is based in Florida but has some branches in some other states. And their goal is to help veterans become employed and environmentally productive occupations, trades, that also not only helps them get employed, but also serves as therapy for them. We had Wanda Wright, the director of Arizona Department of Veteran Services, and both of those guests were on our May 21st show. Jerry Kerr was on May 28th. A big issue that we've touched on many times in the last 6 months has been the issue of Camp Lejeune water contamination. We had two special guests from the organization, The Few, The Proud, The Forgotten. We had Jerry Ensminger on April 16th. We had Mike Partain on a number of times, including March the 5th of this year, as well as January the 3rd, and I think even another date. So those are, for those of you that are interested in the Camp Lejeune water contamination issue, check out our April the 16th, 2018, interview with Jerry Ensminger, also the March 5th show with Mike Partain, as well as our January 8th show as well. I think it's really important. Go ahead.
If I may, I might, regarding Mike Partain, Mike is an administrator of a Facebook page, and it's the Camp Lejeune Water Contamination. It's very simple. It's Camp Lejeune Water Contamination. So if any veterans are out there and you served at Camp Lejeune and you might have some issues, health issues regarding your service there, I urge you to seek out that that Facebook page. I'm on it as well. Again, it's Camp Lejeune Water Contamination. There are over 10,000 veterans, Camp Lejeune veterans, on that page. And every day you can see hundreds of Facebook posts, all very helpful information, you know, pertaining to just a wide range of Camp Lejeune water contamination issues. So, and again, Mike is the administrator of that. So he's very active and a real good guy. Mike, just to give you a quick, brief explanation about Mike, he suffered breast cancer as a result of being at Camp Lejeune. He's one of 113 people who've been diagnosed with breast cancer and associated with the Camp Lejeune water contamination. So, Mike, again, that show aired on May 14, 2018. And then I know that, like you said, March 5th, 2018. So any veterans out there that have water contamination issues regarding Camp Lejeune, go check those two archives out. So back to you, David.
Yep, yeah. And Mike was also on the January 8th show, as well as the March 5th and the May the 14th show. That's Mike Partain. We've had other guests that have helped veterans in fighting homelessness and unemployment. And another one we've had on a show twice last year and a half, but most recently on May the 7th, was Brian Meyer of the Veterans Community Project of Kansas City, Missouri. And that was an excellent interview. I've really been impressed with their organization and what they're doing. They're basically trying to create a unique way to solve the homeless problem in Kansas City for veterans, instead of putting homeless veterans in more of the traditional kind of institutionalized barracks arrangement. They're using something a little more unique, which is the tiny homes. So they're starting essentially a community of tiny homes on some property that they purchased in Kansas City, and they'll have with that a community center to make it one-stop service for veterans, and a very informative interview. So for those of you around the country that might be looking for insights on how to help homeless veterans in your community, listen to the May the 7th show with Brian Meyer of the Veterans Community Project of Kansas City, Missouri. I think you'll find that to be a fascinating show. He was also on our show last year, September the 18th of 2017 as well. Another veteran that we've had on twice was Brian Ellis. He's a veteran of both Iraq and Afghanistan wars. He was on our show February 12th and February 19th of this year, and he talks about his own experiences in combat, his struggle to overcome post-traumatic stress, and now his efforts both working through the VA and with the VA to help other veterans. And we found a theme through many of our guests over the last year and a half has been the importance of peer-to-peer support. Richard, do you have thoughts on that?
What you're saying, you know, the peer-to-peer support issue is huge. It really is basic when it comes to any sort of recovery, whether it's something associated with the military and even in the NA and the AA programs. They talk about one-on-one between two people in the program, and so that's all been taken to the next. It's been used throughout for our veterans too. The peer-to-peer counseling. You know, I have every year, twice a year, I throw a party here, a barbecue at my house, and I invite a lot of our clients. Get 40 or 50, sometimes 60 people here. And when I'm, you know, the week after the party, one of the biggest comments I get, other than, you know, thanking me for the party, is how much they enjoy meeting other veterans and sitting down and talking with other veterans. Now, you and I, David, may think that, you know, well, what's the big deal about that? Just go to the VFW or go to a post or go to the Legion and, you know, sit down and you can and meet another veteran and talk to them. But it's, you know, obviously it's not that simple. You know, a lot of these veterans do not get out. They don't go out and meet people. So they don't get that peer-to-peer, one-on-one interaction. You can call it counseling, whatever you want to call it. But even just sitting down with another veteran is as much counseling as if you were going to an organization and offers peer-to-peer counseling. It's the same idea, same concept. So that, you know, when you get them out to do that and then hear exactly the impact it has had on their life, obviously this works. And what Brian is doing with his group is tremendous. And maybe we'll get Brian back on the show to see, you know, how he's come up with that. You know, David, we also, on March 12th, we had Jason White on the show. Jason is a Marine Corps veteran, and Jason discussed Camp Hope, which is a spiritual-based PTSD treatment program. We talked about it earlier out in Houston, Texas, called Camp Hope. And Jason graduated from the program. He stayed out there for well over 120 days, I think. Some of the things about what Jason talked about and how it changed his life is on that show. Jason has also been very effective in getting, he's moved back to the Ocala, Florida area, and he's helped get some Florida veterans into the Camp Hope program. I've been picking his brain with my own concept of the Camp Hope program here in Florida. But I encourage a lot of veterans to tune into that March 12, 2018 program and listen to our interview with Jason, especially if you are facing some sort of criminal issues. You know, you've been charged with a crime here in Florida or somewhere, another state. You've been charged with a crime. You're a veteran, and you might have a veterans court where you are located, where your case is venue. Camp Hope can offer an option to that judge in lieu of incarceration. We have a client, David, and we've talked about it on this show, who's currently at Camp Hope. This is a fella, and Jason helped. Jason and I helped get this fellow over to Camp Hope. This fellow worked in the federal penitentiary system, Coleman Federal Institute here in Florida. He was there 16, 18 years, doing great. He had a knee issue as a result of his service. The VA did some surgical work on his knee and then gave him... You know, got him on, gave him some oxycodone for the pain. Well, unfortunately for this veteran, he ended up being addicted to the oxycodone. The VA, realizing that he now had a problem with the oxycodone, stopped giving him this medication. This veteran turned to heroin. He lost his job at the penitentiary. He lost two families. He's got four kids. And he became homeless. And then, unfortunately, he was charged with possession with intent to distribute heroin to an undercover cop. And now he faced incarceration. Well, he's now at Camp Hope and doing absolutely incredibly well. It's amazing the turnaround he got. So, again, you know, I love great stories. I love to hear good things happening to our vets, even in times of trouble and trials and tribulations that the veteran might be going through, and all of a sudden they can pivot and see something good happening. So that program on March 12, 2018, with Jason Light, gives us a little more in-depth, and I know I've been going on about it, but it really excites me when I hear good stuff. Back to you, David.
Yeah, and in addition to the March 12th show with Jason White talking about his own personal experience at Camp Hopes and the PTSD program, we also had last September the 11th, we had David Malsby, who is the director of the PTSD Foundation of America and Camp Hope in Houston. He was one of our guests that evening on September the 11th, and he talked about the creation of Camp Hope and what it does for veterans. And it's a very, very comprehensive program, another interview that's worth listening to. We've had a number of veteran group leaders. We've also had a number of filmmakers on our show over the last year. We had, and other members of the media, on our October the 30th show last year, we had Rick Burns, internationally recognized documentary filmmaker and writer, who's often teamed with his brother Ken Burns on war-related documentaries, among many other topics. But Rick had just released a documentary called VA, The Human Cost of War. So we had him on our show last October the 30th, a week before his film was released on PBS. But you can also purchase a copy through the PBS website. It's an excellent film about the history and the role of the VA, and another reminder of the human costs of war. We've also had veteran group leaders such as John Wells, executive director of the Military Veterans Advocacy Group, a big leader in the fight for Agent Orange presumptive coverage for so-called Blue Water Navy veterans. He was on our show a couple times, most recently. He was on November the 20th of 2017, as well as earlier. But another good interview about the scope and the work done by that program. Richard, what are some of the other programs that that you'd like to highlight?
Well, we had Amy Odom, Director of Litigation for the National Veterans Legal Services Program. And that was on October 2nd, 2017. And Amy does incredible work and extremely informative with all the stuff that she's been doing up there. We also had Lauren Price, who's a Navy veteran and co-founder of Veteran Warriors. And then I know, David, you're going to be talking more about this, but back on September 25th, 2017, we had Professor Catherine Lutz and Professor Netta Crawford of the Cost of War Project, which, I refer to that show with a lot of people when I get into discussions about war and veterans and the cost of war. And, I think the one thing that everyone thought about, we all knew really what the costs of war were from the beginning until the end. Maybe we wouldn't be so quick to jump into to conflicts. It's amazing to think that we are currently in the longest war that we've ever been in as a country, and it just seems like there's no end in sight. I know this is something dear to you, David, so why don't you express some of your opinions about that?
Yeah, the Cost of War Project interview, which was September 25th, has been the inspiration for further work, and it's be the focus of one of the projects that I'm working on. We'll talk about it in the second segment of the show, and I'll discuss more about what that program involves. But just to highlight, before we get to the second segment, a few more of the interviews we've had last year that I wanted to highlight included the Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Military Veterans Affairs, Larry Hall. He was on our show on August the 7th, 2017. North Carolina is a state with a relatively high number of veterans, as well as a very significant military presence with Army, Air Force, Marines, large populations of those on active duty, and then a lot of retirees and other veterans in the state. So Secretary Hall shared with us the work done by his department and his advice, his guidance, his insight for veterans. So it's a great interview to go back and listen to. That's August the 7th, 2017. Also, speaking of North Carolina, we had Gavin P. Smith of a group called Civilian Exposure, and his website is civilianexposure.org. This is another organization concerned with toxic contamination on military installations. Gavin Smith's father died of cancer related to having worked for decades at Camp Lejeune. But his group, Gavin Smith's group, now focuses not just on Camp Lejeune, although there's a big story there, obviously, and ongoing, but also the issue of toxic exposure, water contamination, soil contamination at installations across the United States and even in other overseas bases. So that was July 31st of 2017, a great interview. And a very, very useful website. You may want to bookmark those of you interested in that issue. That was July 31st, 2017. Now, I know we've given out a lot of dates here for these shows. If you haven't had a pen to write them down, don't worry. Just go to our website, bbsradio.com/ the Veterans News Hour, and you can find all these archived shows. Before we go to our second segment, just a couple more to highlight, and then Richard, ask you to highlight any others that I may have overlooked. But we had on our June 12, 2017 show, special guest Rebecca Winkler, whose son, an Air Force veteran, tragically died as a result of PTSD that led to his suicide. And Rebecca and her husband have started the Winkler's Wish Foundation. She was our guest on our June 12, 2017 show. And she's been a loyal caller to our show, sharing her insights about post-traumatic stress, suicides among veterans, and ways that veterans and their families can help each other.
David, regarding Rebecca, you know, she's doing amazing stuff there in the Panhandle of Florida.
Yes.
Especially with families. And, you know, the one thing that I think came out in that show was the fact that PTSD isn't just a condition that the veteran suffers from, but it's a family disease, a family disorder.
Right.
And, you know, what she and her husband went through with their son to help him before he did commit suicide, and now what she's out trying to do, not just for veterans, but for the families of veterans with her organization. And then we also, on June 5th, had singer-songwriter Matt Williams. He is a combat veteran, recipient of the Purple Heart. Matt was pretty much down on his luck, and he has utilized singing and songwriting as a way of dealing with his PTSD. He's 100% compensated now for his PTSD condition. And he offered some great, great tips on how he kind of gets through the day by singing and songwriting, for not just himself, but then he goes out and tours around the country and he sings to other veterans groups. And that's more therapy for himself. Again, that concept of recovery just keeps circling back around. By, you know, you doing stuff for yourself, for other people, you're not just helping other people, but you are continuing to help yourself. So that's another great show. That was on June 5th, 2017. You can also see Matt on Facebook. Again, it's Matt Williams, singer-songwriter, and he's on Facebook all the time, and he sings on his shows all the time. So back to you, David.
Yep. And then finally, before we go to our second segment, another combat veteran who turned to creative skills in film, in art, and in writing for therapy was Brian Wizard. He was our guest on our May 1st, 2017 show, and then again on our November 6th, 2017 show. Brian is a very skilled, expressive artist whose work is documented in films, as well as quite a few books, very prolific author, as well as sculptor and artist. So great interviews to listen to. Now let's move to our second segment tonight, and that's about two major and specific programs that we're going to talk about that we hope listeners will share and also join us in these efforts. So why don't we start with Richard, with yours, and we alluded to it earlier in the show, which is Camp Hope in Houston, and your idea, based on your personal visit there and your knowledge of it, of bringing a similar concept to the state of Florida. What's that about now?
Well, Camp Hope is a spiritual-based recovery program focusing on veterans suffering from PTSD. Along with their PTSD comes issues of alcoholism, drug addiction, which tend to be, symptoms, of their situation. And it's a nonprofit organization. They started very small. They started with one building, and today they're on about 5 acres of land, and they've got about four or five buildings, and they're building even more. Camp Hope offers group counseling, and they've got a huge building with group counseling sessions. They have a gym that's been required for the residents to participate in a gym program. They have another a unique feature for a new member of Camp Hope. For the first 30 days, you're in what they call blackout. And only the only contact you have as a resident and when you're in blackout is with your mentor. And that's really to kind of get you thrown into the program. But it's also a way of kind of debriefing you, getting you, David, you and I have talked about this. When you and David, you're a veteran, so you know this better than I do. But when you enter the service, you spend 13 weeks of basic training, not just for physical training, but for mental as well, to prepare you for combat or any other aspects of war. So what Camp Hope does is it puts you in blackout, and it's the same concept, but in reverse. And it's trying to free you from that mind that you have been trained with for all those years.
Kind of reverse boot camp.
Exactly. And so what I want to do in Florida is something very similar to what Camp Hope does, but I'm going to use that as a model because it does work. And that model is, they didn't invent that model. That model you can see in a lot of recovery programs for AA or NA. There's a service every Sunday. Every veteran has to attend the service. It's a non-denominational service. Again, it's a spiritual-based program. What I want to do in Florida is probably my goal is to make it bigger, have more land. They're on, like I said, about 5 to 7 acres. From what I see and from what I've heard from other people who've attended Camp Hope, if it was more like 10 or 20, that would be more ideal. And one of the things that they were telling me about that I think would be a great idea is to be able to let veterans who are at the camp have an area on the property where you can basically go camp at the camp for a night with other veterans. And you pitch a tent, you go out there and build a fire and roast some marshmallows and spend the night out there with other people in the camp. Seems like a great idea. And again, you know, we were talking earlier tonight about the peer-to-peer counseling. Well, that's what that would be all about, you know, just a couple of veterans going out on the property and pitching a tent, roasting some marshmallows and talking. And, you know, that's all part of the therapy. So, you know, as far as location here in Florida, you know, I'm looking in the Marion County, Polk County, maybe even Hillsborough County, but somewhere between the Orlando and the Tampa airport. Then Camp Hope is a national camp. In other words, we've got people from all over the country going to Camp Hope, not just from the Houston area. As I said earlier in the show, we've got some veterans, some clients of ours that are attending Camp Hope from Florida. And so, you know, to have it regionalized and located near a major airport would be, I think, extremely important. Now it's just getting the people together to help build this and put it together. But it's a need. You know, if some people are out there listening, well, why isn't the VA doing this? I mean, don't we have enough organizations out there taking care of our veterans? And the answer to that, quite frankly, is no. We really don't. There are so many veterans who need our help. You know, Camp Hope has about, any given day, about 70 to 90 veterans attending the program for anywhere from 2 to 6 months. So when you start thinking about the numbers, it's not a lot, but that doesn't even like cut the surface of the number of veterans out there who need this assistance. Again, it's nonprofit, so, you know, a veteran isn't limited by finances. If a veteran needs a Camp Hope, we can plug them in there. You know, and again, talking about, you know, a lot of people don't even know about a Camp Hope. And when we get the thing up and running here in Florida, it'll be amazing how many people will say, I'm sure they'll say, you mean that's right here in Polk County or that's right here in Marion County? Why didn't I know about that? So it's a lot of work to be done, and I intend to see it through. I think it's going to be very important for our veterans. I think it's going to be very important for the state of Florida to offer this type of camp. And, you know, the sky's the limit on it, David. So appreciate you giving me the time to kind of talk about it, because I think it's important. And anybody out there who's interested in getting involved with me, again, you can, you know, get us through bbsradio.com/TheVeteransNewsHour, or you can call me at 727-612-1515. That's 727-612-1515. Or my email address is rickhurley5@msn.com. Again, rickhurley5@msn.com. And reach out, because what I'm trying to build here in Florida is going to take a lot of people, and it's going to take a lot of money. So I can use as much help as I can get. Any thoughts, David?
Well, I applaud your efforts, Rick, and that's how it gets started, though. That's how great projects get started. If you were to talk to the people at Camp Hope, you know, the old saying, it's a cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day, but through persistence, perseverance, and teamwork, it happens. And I'm sure it will be a success, and it will happen. Certainly, we encourage our listeners to spread the word. And there's a lot of veteran groups. Go ahead.
David, tell us about your project. I know.
The other project was really inspired by the interview with the Costs of War directors, Professor Kathryn Lutz and Nita Crawford, last September. And for our listeners who may be interested in joining this effort, we got a website now. It's easy to remember. It's stopwar.today. Stopwar.today. Not .com. It's a unique website. Stopwar.today. And the mission is very simple, straightforward. It's to promote peace around the world. That's a simple concept. We're not naive. We know it's the path to peace is an arduous road with a lot of distractions and failure sometimes, but the effort is to promote and educate about alternatives to war, and also, along with that, the costs of war. There are many projects that are being planned to educate people and government officials about the full spectrum of the cost of war on every level, and one project is to produce a multi-part film or multiple films on that full spectrum of the cost of war, human lives lost, the societal impact, and then the financial impact of the cost of the post-9/11 wars. Richard, like you said there at the beginning of the show, it's hard to believe how long we've been at war now. Teenagers that are just graduated from high school in May of this year would be 18 years old. Think about it. They're only a year old whenever the 9/11 attacks occurred. Those of us that of an older generation, time may seem to travel at a different speed sometimes. The older you are, the faster the years go. But think about it. We've had the current generation just graduating from high school. Their entire lives, the United States has been at war in Afghanistan and or Iraq, and those wars aren't wrapped up by any means. So the purpose of the Cost of War film, and the reason it was inspired was when I was interviewing the professors, the two of the three directors of the Cost of War program, it was interesting to learn that there hasn't really been a full documentary of their work. They have a number of small, short clips, 5-6 minute clips that were produced, but I was thinking about something longer. People's attention span is usually about 50 minutes, so you don't want to have one solid 3-hour or even 2-hour film, but to have multiple segments of maybe 50 minutes and perhaps a few shorter ones, like 20 or 30 minute films. I think it's very important to help educate people about all the costs of the post 9/11 wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, spillover into Syria, but also the now seemingly endless war on terror. That war doesn't seem to have any end to it. And when you look into it, this is not well publicized and certainly not covered in most of the media, is all the countries, so many countries around the world where we have troops in there looking for and hunting down and fighting terrorists all over the place. And this is illustrated well on the Cost of War website. But in any event, check out the website for this project. It's stopwar.today, and we've got a number of links. Hopefully you'll find the website pretty user-friendly. We've got a resources link. We've got a link on where you can find out about the project and also how you can get involved, whether you're you have particular talents in different areas. Let's say that you enjoy networking. Perhaps you can network with other organizations. Perhaps you have a special interest in the tough area of fundraising. That's always helpful. Perhaps you enjoy research and fact-checking. That's super important for documentary film. Perhaps you have expertise directing films, or maybe you just graduated from college with a degree in film. Any of those areas. Perhaps you enjoy public speaking and you want to help create an effective network of speakers. There are a lot of experts out there, and this is just this project, one of the projects new program is essentially to help create and promote a network of speakers who are very informed on the issues of the cost of war, but also beyond that. It's not just the cost of war. People get that on a certain level, although they may not realize, the trillions of dollars that have been spent on the Iraq and Afghanistan war. But the other part of it is this. We need to do a better job in preventing international conflict from escalating to war. We also need to find ways to bring the existing conflicts to a peaceful conclusion in ways that prevent rather than incite ongoing conflict. And there's a number of huge examples in the last century where international leaders got it wrong. Think of, if you study your history after World War One, and how the post-war period was handled so poorly that actually created, it planted the seeds for what led to World War II. And yet, by comparison, look at how the post-World War II era, where the United States went and rebuilt Japan, rebuilt Germany and Europe, the Marshall Plan and others. So there are certainly precedents. We need to make sure we've studied both the mistakes as well as the success stories and publicize those more. A lot of Americans are not well informed about history, and that's another important part of this Cost of War film project. But we need your help. This is an expensive endeavor. Fortunately, we can rely on a lot of research done by members of the Cost of War Project, which is sponsored by Brown University, as well as many other organizations and individuals from around the United States and even overseas now. So we're just beginning. We need your involvement. And those of you who might be interested, particularly have skills in filmmaking, that would be great. As an incentive, as we're just getting started, we're going to be creating different organizational structures, some nonprofit organizations. But meanwhile, any of you want to contribute financially to help us get moving, if you... you can contact us through the website stopwar.today, and there's a couple links there for contact us. Send us a message through there if you're able to help financially, or if you're able to help through your talent or time, let us know. If you're able to do that, we have a free gift for you. When you do that, I have a collection of newly printed hats with the Stop War Today logo, which is a the Dove of Peace carrying a peace sign, pretty neat-looking cap. So if you can contact us and you want to make a contribution, that'll be our gift to you. But we have a lot of great plans. And meanwhile, if you're just interested in learning more and becoming more informed, go to the resources page of the website, stopwar.today, and you'll see links to the Cost of War Project. You'll also find the link to a very interesting a research organization called the National Priorities Project about the cost of post-9/11 wars. I'll just give you a quick example because people, you know, their eyes glaze over when you tell them that the United States has spent, you know, $4.6 trillion or $5.6 trillion or $6 trillion on these wars. They don't, you know, what's the difference between a billion, a trillion, what have you? And people really don't get it. But let's put it in practical terms. And the great thing about the National Priorities Project website is they've done that. And I'm just going to be brief because we're about ready to wrap up for tonight. But I'll just give you an example. According to the National Priorities Project, the United States has spent $4.6 trillion on the post-9/11 wars. That $4.63 trillion would equate to 5.56 million jobs in the infrastructure for 15 years, jobs that are paying $55,000 each per year for 15 years for 5.5 million people. The other example, and they give many examples, would be for the next 20 years to give scholarships of more than $8,000 to 27 million American youth to go to college. So it translates into a lot of money in practical terms. National Priority Project tried to illustrate that for you. So anyway, get involved. Check out the website, stopwar.today. We'll appreciate it. Now, Rick, we're about ready to run out of time, so why don't you remind our listeners about the Coaching into Care program before we wrap up.
Absolutely, David. Yes, I'd like to provide with our weekly reminder to veterans and their families about the VA program called Coaching into Care. This is an important program. It helps veterans having difficulty transitioning to home life. Returning home can be a tough adjustment, and loved ones can help. Coaching into Care offers free coaching to help you help your veteran. Give the program a call at toll-free number 1-888-823-7458. That's 1-888-823-7458. Its hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, the VA's coaching and the care number is 1-888-823-7458. In addition, I would like to once again remind listeners that if you know a veteran who is suicidal or in a crisis of any kind, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs also has the Veterans Crisis Line to help. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Many veterans have committed suicide because they did not get the help they needed. Help them get the care they need to cope with their problems. Once again, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Back to you, David.
Well, it's time for us to go for this evening. We'd like to thank you all for listening to the Veterans News Hour. We'd like to thank our producer at BBS Radio, Mr. Doug Newsom. We hope you'll tune in next week at the same time, same station, for another edition of the Veterans News Hour. Until then, we hope you have a great rest of the week. Good evening.
Good evening.
You're listening to the Veterans News Hour with David Corey and Richard Hurley on BBS Radio. We'll be right back after this short break and a word from our sponsors.